In this bulletin, Christmas plans disrupted as airlines cancel flights in Australia and the United States. Australia's political leaders wish the nation a Merry Christmas. And in sports, sailors comply with COVID-19 rules as they prepare to compete in the Sydney to Hobart yacht race. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Airlines in Australia and in the United States have cancelled flights as Omicron affects staffing levels. At least 80 Christmas Eve flights across multiple airlines were cancelled at Sydney Airport, and another 52 were cancelled at Melbourne Airport. Jetstar says it's rescheduled flights after a large number of staff were identified as close contacts and sent into isolation. US travel industry analyst Henry Hardevolt says hundreds of flights have also been affected in the United States.
United and Delta have been vocal in admitting that many of these cancellations are because of COVID. Even though they have vaccinated employees and even though they and other airlines have taken steps to reduce the chance of COVID affecting their workforce, we know that Omicron is a different type of variant and it can infect people who are vaccinated.
Australia's political leaders have used their annual Christmas message to wish people a happy festive season and share their hopes for the new year. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has thanked those who are keeping the country going over Christmas. He says while COVID-19 has presented many challenges to people in Australia, they've continued to look out for one another.
At the end of this year, of course, we can think of the many difficult times we've had and the losses that people have incurred. But Christmas, you know, is a time of hope. And we are an optimistic people. And whatever comes our way, we back ourselves to overcome and to push through as we have during the course of this pandemic, saving lives and livelihoods like few other countries in the world.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese says Australians deserve to have an especially happy Christmas after a tough 2 years.
Thanks to everyone for taking care of each other. Australians have stood together. And now with our borders opening up again, we're getting back together, off the Zoom and actually back in the room with family, friends and loved ones. May the festive season bring you joy and may it be a sign of better times to come.
Lebanese and Iraqi community churches in Australia are celebrating Christmas Day amid a surge in COVID-19 cases, which has prompted them to take preventative health measures. The Eparch of the Maronites in Australia, New Zealand and Oceania, Archbishop Antoine Charbel Tarabay, has told SBS Arabic 24 that churches will remain open with preventative measures in place. And Archbishop Emil Nonna from the Chaldean Catholic Diocese of Australia and New Zealand is also urging everyone to adhere to COVID-19 restrictions for their safety and the safety of others.
It's necessary to adhere to health instructions, and it is also necessary not to think that everything has returned to its normal state, because we are still in the pandemic and in the crisis, and there are still people dying from the pandemic and others suffering from it.
And in sports, Sydney to Hobart sailors are preparing to compete in the 628 nautical mile race on Boxing Day, with some teams already having to reshuffle members who have been identified as close COVID-19 contacts. At the end of the race, crews have been told they must stay on their yachts until they've all produced a negative COVID test. 94 yachts will take part in the race after it was cancelled for the first time last year due to COVID-19 restrictions. Rain, strong winds and even a thunderstorm are some of the weather conditions forecast for the opening of the race. Owner and skipper of the Midnight Ramble, Ed Soltis, says the race is going to be tough.
So we've got this each-way bet where we're trying to hang on to the guys in front of us, but equally the guys behind us we need to try to get away from. So it's going to be a very tough race tactically, a lot of holes to be found, and I suppose it's about minimising those holes and just keep moving south. As Peter Kurtz used to say, just keep going south as fast as you can. That's the simple story.
And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, very hot and sunny, 42 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 27. Melbourne, becoming mostly sunny, 21. Hobart, partly cloudy with a top of 21 degrees as well. Canberra, showers 30. In Wollongong, partly cloudy 27. In Sydney and Newcastle, partly cloudy as well, a top of 30. Brisbane, showers 27. Cairns, partly cloudy 34 degrees. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm 31. Merry Christmas. That's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.